Solana launches on-chain governance with stake-weighted validator votes. The Solana Foundation has turned on-chain governance, letting validators vote directly on protocol decisions with voting power weighted by the stake they secure. The change was reported by Wu Blockchain on July 2, 2026, and marks the first time Solana has run formal governance on-chain rather than through informal signaling and off-chain coordination. SOL traded at 78.22 as of July 2, 2026, up 5.1% over 24 hours and 15.5% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap. The broader market was still cautious, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 19, or extreme fear, on the same day. Stake-weighted votes replace off-chain coordination. Under the new system, validators cast votes on protocol matters, and each vote counts in proportion to the amount of SOL delegated to that validator. A validator securing 2% of the network's stake carries roughly twice the weight of one securing 1%. Decisions that previously moved through Discord threads, GitHub discussions, and forum polls now have an on-chain record and a measurable outcome. This is a structural shift for a chain that has long been criticized for making core decisions in venues that were hard to audit. Putting the vote on-chain means anyone can verify how power was distributed and how a given proposal resolved without relying on a foundation summary of rough consensus. Validators, not retail token holders, hold the ballots. The design routes voting power through validators rather than giving every SOL holder a direct ballot. That matters for how the network is actually controlled. Ordinary holders who stake influence outcomes indirectly, because their delegation adds weight to whichever validator they choose. Move your stake to a validator whose positions you disagree with, and you are effectively lending that operator more governance power. For anyone who stakes SOL for yield on their holdings, this adds a second reason to care about which operator receives a delegation. Commission rates and uptime were the old questions. Governance stance is now a third. Delegators who never think about it will be represented by their validator's defaults. The stake-weighted model is common across proof-of-stake networks because it ties influence to economic skin in the game. It also concentrates power toward the largest operators and toward exchanges and staking services that pool large amounts of delegated SOL. A handful of institutional validators controlling a meaningful slice of stake could sway proposals, which is the standard critique leveled at this kind of design. Governance has been a recurring pressure point for Solana. Solana spent its early years leaning on the foundation and Solana Labs to drive technical direction, a setup that drew accusations of centralization even as the network scaled to high throughput. A repeatable on-chain process gives the ecosystem a defensible answer when that criticism resurfaces. Decisions are recorded, weighted by stake, and open to inspection. The timing lands during a busy stretch for the network. Solana has been at the center of large-scale ecosystem bets, including a $6 billion crypto city project in Kazakhstan, backed by a Solana treasury company. And it has seen the volatility that comes with treasury vehicle exposure, as when Solmate shares fell 98% after a Solana treasury pivot. Formal governance gives stakeholders a clearer channel to weigh in on protocol direction as those bets play out. The practical test now is participation. On-chain governance only decentralizes control if enough validators actually vote and if stake is not so concentrated that a small group decides everything. Early proposals will show whether turnout is broad or whether a few large operators set the agenda by default.